Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We continue in the laws of brachos, and we've had a little break for a few weeks, so we're going to review the topic, the second topic of last week, which is sequence of brachos. Okay? And we'll review that quickly, and we'll go over, and we'll give some examples, and then we'll go over to quizzes. And then we'll, if we have any more time, we'll go on to the new topic for tonight. Okay? The question over here is, again, when it comes to deciding the order in which to recite a bracha, okay, there are two situations you're going to confront yourselves with. You can be eating foods, different foods that have the same bracha. So the question is, which one do you eat first? Which one do you put in your hand, make the bracha on, and have the other thing in mind? That's one thing. And then there's another thing, if there are two different foods that require different brachos, which bracha do you say first? Those are two separate issues that we have to learn. We'll review tonight again. So let's start again with the two brachos. Now you got the review sheets over there, okay? Two brachos with the same food, okay? Let's say an apple and a pear. What's the bracha on an apple and a pear? Individually, bore pri eitz. If you make a bracha on one, it will cover the other one. So the question is, which one do you pick up in your hand and make the bracha on and have in mind to discharge the other one with that bracha? So the general rule is what? Is you say the bracha over the more chashuv, the more important one of the two foods, and that expresses more honor for the bracha. But the question is, what determines importance? So, now remember, you got some charts as well that you want to look at as we're doing this. Okay. And that's, you've got on the table over there in case you're missing the chart. I should not be missing the chart. I know I have it somewhere.
Okay, there it is. It's on the
back. Okay, that's another one over here. Okay. So, the first rules, when you're dealing with the same brachos, is we look at number one, is this food one of the seven species of Eretz Yisrael food? And that would get the bracha straight off. Number two, the next priority is shalem. Is it complete? Is it a whole one? In other words, if they both are the same seven species, or if they're not seven species, then we look to shalem, which one is the whole one? If they're both whole or they're both not whole, then we look at which one is your favorite. And if that does not break the tie, this feels like the NFL playoffs here, we look at what is the larger one of the group. Okay, that's the general concept. So now let's look at each one of these four rules. I'm not going to go over everything totally, but the seven species, you see it on the chart on the far left side, the seven species, and we said there's an order to them, right? Wheat, barley, olives, dates, grapes, figs, and pomegranates. It's based on how they're situated next to the words of the land of Israel. And therefore, if you have two, if you have any one that is of the seven species, let's say olives and apples, then you make a bracha on the olives because it's seven species. And seven species wins. That's it. Doesn't matter favorite or not favorite. If you have a date and an apple, make a bracha on the date. Finished. That the issue is finished. What if you have two foods that are both seven species foods? Then what's the tiebreaker? You look in the order of priority of the seven species foods, right? So if you have dates and grapes, you make a bracha on the dates, and that discharges the grapes because that has a higher priority. If you have grapes and figs, you make a bracha on the grapes. And we said, how are you going to remember? How are you going to remember the seven one? So if you remember the sentence, which sentence? We believe one day George will fix the plumbing. Right? We believe one day George will fix the plumbing. We is W stands for wheat, believes B stands for barley, 1 O stands for olives, D day stands for dates, G George stands for grapes, fix is what? Figs, and P is pomegranates. So we believe one day George will fix the plumbing. That's the way to remember the order of the seven species in the order. Okay? Got that? So that's how you break the tie. You break the tie if you look at which one's the seven species. Okay? So if one of the foods is the seven species, then that's the bracha you make on it. If both are seven species, which one is priority in the pasuk? So that's tiebreaker number one. What if the seven species is not a factor? Either they're not seven species at all, or they're both the same, identical seven species. Two, you know, pretty similar, two types of olives, or things like that, right? So, the next rule goes to what? Sholem. Complete, whole, unbroken. So if one of them is whole and unbroken, and the other one is broken, and there are no other earlier tiebreakers, then that's the one that breaks the tie. The third one then becomes chaviv, the one that you like best. Okay? What if you like both foods equally? Then how about if there's one that you like right now better than the other ones? If right now you don't care either way and nothing's breaking the tie, then the final thing is, which is the larger of the two? So let's say you have two apples you want to eat and both apples are whole, or you want to eat two slices of apples. So what do? You look for the larger one, the larger apple or the larger piece. And that makes it more chashuv, it makes it more important, yeah?
So what happens if you have two of the seven species, one is cut up and one isn't, but the one that cut up is higher? Does it matter, or you would still...
No, that you, the first priority is higher. So if you have a cut up olives,
exactly,
and a whole date, yeah, you still go with the cut up olives, because we got to keep the priority. Seven species is number one priority, right? That you have to, whole is the second priority, favorite is the third priority, then larger is the fourth priority. Yeah?
What do you do if you have two shehakos? Okay, that's not in here. If I have meat and vegetables and a drink.
Okay, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Really, that's going to be involving some other rules. That is the next set of classes that's going to impinge on that a little bit. So we'll kind of hold on to that right now. We'll see. We'll see. Okay? So now, that is, because you're not going to have seven species over there, but we'll see. Okay, now, there is one exception to these rules. There's always got to be an exception, right? And remember we said there's two types of mizonos foods. There's one type of mizonos food called pas haba bekisnin. It's like the crackers, the cakes, the cookies. If you would eat a lot of them, you'd have to make a motzi on them. And there's a kind of mizonos that's called... what? Masa kedera, a dish like spaghetti and noodles and things that no matter how many you'd eat, it would never be a motzi. So if you got two of those that are mizonos, okay, how are we going to break that tie? So if the mizonos is pasabo bekisnin, that bumps it up to the second level of priorities, as it were. It moves it ahead, even if it would be broken or things like that, or favorite, it moves you all the way up, and you would take the preference if you make a mizonos on the cookie versus the spaghetti, because that's a higher level under, but not always. You know why? No, it bumps it up to the second highest level, but not the highest level, because if we have, let's say, we have seven species. So what if the one that's pasa bobekistin, let's say, is from a barley, and the maisa gedera is wheat, then wheat always goes ahead of barley. So then that would win out. Okay? But the fact that one is a mizonos of pasa bobekistin versus maisa gedera, it bumps it up to the second highest level in terms of priority. And we'll give examples to show how that works. Okay? And the final thing we mentioned as well is that all these laws are only important if you want to eat both foods right now. You want to eat them right now, and in terms of your tastes, you know, it doesn't matter which food you begin with. And I want to do this one first. That's already a different story, right? But if I want to do one now, and the other one I don't want to have for dessert, then we don't pit the two against each other. If the one thing is going to be the entree, and the other thing is the dessert, even though the same brachas, the rules are gone. Because this one I want to eat first, that one I want to eat later. I'm not going to have to eat the one later, even though it would have a priority. The issue is, I want to eat them both at the same time. It doesn't matter which one I begin with. Now we let these rules take place. But if I want to eat this first, and that second, and that third, then we don't worry about these priorities at all. Okay? So, with that in mind, just on that, okay, let's do the quiz 14. Okay, just on that. Okay? You with me, guys? All right? Are they, we got it? Okay, you had it already. Okay, good. We all got 14? Okay. When two foods have the same bracha, okay, the order of importance is A, B, C, or D. Which one? B?
B?
B? B as in Bob? That's correct, because we start with seven species, then we go to Shalem, which one is complete, then we go to Chaviv, and then we go to larger. Right? And the truth is, sadly, generally speaking, it could even, you know, be with shahakals, but of course, you know, we're throwing out seven species, doesn't quite go over there. Right? So then the other ones, you know, there wouldn't be no reason for us to grow with that rule. But you'll see there's other, notwithstanding other factors, though. Okay. On which bread, number two, on which bread do you make hamotzi? A very small whole roll or a large piece of sliced bread? Okay? Which one? A, B, C, or D?
B.
B?
B.
B? B? Thinking? That, well, what do we got? We've got, remember what our rules are, seven species, and what's the next one? Sholem, whole. So B, assuming that both, now we're assuming both are made from wheat, okay, and seven species not a factor, that's the assumption, so we say over the whole unbroken roll, even though it's small, but it's whole, and whole takes priority over larger. Okay, good? Number three, short answer. You're about to eat a meal containing the following foods. A large piece of meat, which you always like best. Okay. Cake for dessert. No, I'm sorry, cake for dessert. Potatoes and chicken soup as a first course. Okay. In which order on which food should the brachos be made? Okay. Now, the giveaway here is, what's the giveaway here?
You're going in a certain order.
You're going in a certain order. Right? What did we say? You have a large piece of meat, which I always like, cake for dessert, potatoes, and chicken soup as a first course. Alright? So, what's the order? What's first going to be?
Chicken.
Shahakol on the soup. Because that's the first thing you want to eat. Right? Remember we said that rule? If I want to go in a certain order, then, you know, the other rules don't apply. And it says, I want that as the first course. So there's nothing to talk about. I want to have the soup first. That's the brach I'm going to make first. That you're going to make a shahakol. Okay? Now, what's going to be the next bracha? Adama on what? On the potatoes. That's going to be going together with, it's part of the main course, right? And afterwards, what's going to be the last bracha? Mizonas on the cake, right? Why am I not making a bracha on the meat? Because I made a shahakol on the soup already, and that shahakol, it covers the meat, right? And I want to have the soup first, right? Now, that dessert, since I want to have it last, it's mizonas, so it goes at the end, right? Simple, right? Right? Simple? Okay, number four. Like, it's getting fun at home, like I'm doing this with the kids, and like, we had, well, I'll tell you later what we ate for dinner, and I went through it with the kids, with this thing. Okay, number four. Short answer. List the seven species in the order as they appear in the Torah, and also in their order. I pray and say, okay, I'm not gonna make you do that, you can just look that up, okay? I think that's, but remember, we believe one day George will fix the plumbing, and then you're set with that, right? So, we're not have to go that over because that's pretty straightforward. Okay.
Is that the order they appear in the
There's an order in the Torah, but the order is different because it has it in two parts of the verse with the word Haaretz in between, so it'll be, but you have to remember the second one is the one that's important, because that's the one to order. Wheat, barley, olives, dates, grapes, figs, pomegranates. Okay. Now, moving on to more exciting things. Number five. Your favorite food is banana. Okay? Banana is your favorite food, which you cut into small pieces and mix into a bowl with strawberries. Okay? Which do you say the bracha on? A, the banana since you prefer it. B, the strawberry since the bracha is ha'etz. C, the strawberry since they are whole. D, the strawberry since they are larger.
A, C, B.
Okay. We got everything going over here. All right, first, before we start, what bracha you make on a banana? What bracha you make on a strawberry? Adama. So we got two that are Adama. First of all, we got, so the question is banana versus strawberries. Okay, what's the first tiebreaker? Well, first one is seven species. Do we got seven species over here? No, we don't have seven species. What's the next tiebreaker? Shalem, whole. Is anything whole?
Strawberries
are whole. It didn't say they're sliced. Right? You mix a bowl with strawberries. We said the banana was cut into small pieces. The strawberry was not cut into small pieces. Right? Okay, so that depends, that could maybe be a factor. Depends how much you're taking off. If it's just a little bit off of the top. But if you're doing the bug factor seriously, Then the truth of the matter is, many of us aren't having strawberries anymore. Some of these questions are ancient, like a year ago. before the strawberry issue became a main issue. So there are a number of correct answers over here. But let's assume the strawberries are whole based on the question. Okay, let's just assume that right now. We'll give you credit for other answers too. But then if that's the whole, right? Then we go with the one that is whole. Let's assume, though, that it's not. Let's assume now that the strawberries were cut up, or you had to cut off the top, and that takes away from being whole. Then the answer would be A, because the banana, since you prefer it. So the answer would depend a lot if it really is a whole strawberry or not a whole strawberry. So I'll give you credit for A or C. You can get credit for A or C will both be correct answers. Okay, good? Six. Okay. Okay, six. The next day, you have a snack of a whole banana and a few strawberries. Which do you say the bracha on this time? Okay. Again, it's a whole banana, and even if you want to say the strawberries are whole,
A, because you prefer it.
Okay, what's the order after Shalem? What's the next order?
Chaviv,
preferable. Remember, so it says. Remember from the question before, banana is your favorite. Remember, in question five, it was your favorite, so it still stays a favorite because the next day you want to eat a banana, right? So you have a snack on a whole banana and a few strawberries. Now the banana wins out because you prefer it. Now the truth is, not necessarily either one is whole. I mean, either they're both whole or they're both not whole, but you prefer the banana. Right? What did you think it was?
I thought that whole ranks higher than preference.
Right, but here we haven't mentioned that the bananas are cut up or the strawberries are cut up. So they're equal on that. Okay? They're equal on that, yeah?
But I thought bananas, once you peel them, aren't whole again.
So let's say, okay, again, so that could be an issue. So again, we have to set up the question in a way that, well, the other answers will not fit. C and D will not help you at all. Right? We can go with that. That's the only options we have over here. So again, it goes to A. Right, okay, you can really, any question I give you, we can really go crazy on it, because what about this and what about that? It's not really whole. Okay, but I hear. Okay, seven, short answer. You want to eat almonds and cashews, which you generally like equally well. Which one should you say a bracha on?
The one you like well now.
The one you like right now. The one today I like more cashews, so I'll have cashews.
But maybe okay. You mix the two of them, so what is it?
But you have to make a bracha on one.
Yeah.
So which one is it going to be?
I don't prefer either one.
Well, but don't you want one better today?
But
if you don't, okay, if you don't, then what's going to be left? Which one's larger? And go figure that one out. Go take an almond and a cashew, one versus the other. You know, good luck.
Jumbo cashews.
Okay.
Since they are both small.
Now, I don't know, you know, I mean, technically, you could put two in your hand and pop them both in at the same time. That might not be a bad solution either. Just put one cashew, one almond in your hand, make a bird parade. You're holding them both and pop them both in your mouth. That might be a good idea as well. Okay, this one's a little bit tricky now. Be careful here. You fix yourself a midnight snack of crackers and matzo balls. I mean, you're desperate. You're going in the fridge, and that's all that's left from Shabbos, you know. Crackers and matzo balls. What criteria do you use to determine which to say to Brachan? We're not even asking you which the bracha is going to be on. We'll do that in a minute. But what's going to be your criteria? B. It's Pasa Baba Kisnin versus Masa Kedera. What's the bracha on each of them?
Mizonos.
Right? But Pasa Baba Kisnin comes first. Okay. So, which one is the Pasa Baba Kisnin over here? The crackers, and therefore, but what did we say? We didn't say this, and therefore you make the bracha on the crackers. Even if you like matzo balls better.
What if the crackers are barley?
Now, then it would be a difference. If the crackers would be barley, and the matzo balls would be wheat, then we'd move to the matzo balls. Exactly. You got it, Sandy, you're catching on. Good for you. Okay, that was that one. Okay, where's the thing here. Okay, now let's go to the next part to review. So this is all when the brachas are the same. So now we move to the next review part. What if the brachas, still if you have the review sheet, it's the second part of the review sheet. The very end over there, right? So now what if the brachas are different? So there is two more categorizations from the chart over here, right? You got all are over here. Okay, we got all extra ones over here. I gave them all to you. There's nothing new. No. Just if people forgot. So again, when two foods require two different brachos, the general rule is the more specific the bracha, the more it's chashuv and shows more of God's involvement in the world. And therefore, the general order, as the chart says, is hamotzi, right? That's much more specific. It's only on bread, right? And also we can add, it's earlier in the verse of the five species generally, right? Seven species. Then mizonos, which is like a step down from hamotzi. So that's pretty significant, but a little less than hamotzi. It's going to have now the mizonos bracha, which is second, next category. Then comes hagefen, or hagofen, because that's also special. It's pretty focused on wine. Then ha'etz and adama are on an equal level. They're on an equal level because they're kind of, you know, a little less specific. And then the last, obviously, is shahakel. Okay? So we said, let's say you've got potato chips, pretzels, and chocolate bonbons. Right? So what would be the order of the brachas? So we would start with the pretzels, which is mizonos. Then the potato chips, which is adama. And the chocolate bonbons would be a shahakel, because that would be the order if you're having three things like that. Okay? Now, the only thing we still have to know is, and that's a clear rule. That's pretty straightforward. Now, the question, though, is, what if you have eitz and adama next to each other, and now you have an apple and a tomato? Right? So they're equal. So now we have to go through another set of tiebreakers, which is the last column, and it's a little bit almost like the one where the two foods are the same bracha, which was column 2, but we take out seven species, because here it's not the higher priority one, although it would be a lot easier if it was, but it's not. And if you think this is hard, you should learn the Gemara that this is based on. Like, this is just the final law. Till you come to this, it's like you can really go crazy. So we go with Shalem Hol, and then favorite. That at least is the same in order of one before the other. Now, then we go to seven species. That's number three. And then we go to Ha'etz. Because Ha'etz, in a certain way, is a little more specific than Adama, because Ha'etz comes from the ground, but it's more specific on the tree. So that's another set of rules you gotta remember. So it's Shalem Hol, favorite, seven species, and Ha'etz. So if, let's say, a person likes banana, let's say a person has bananas and grapes. Bananas and grapes. And you like bananas a lot more than grapes. So what do you do? Well, let's assume they're both whole. Let's just, for the sake of argument, say they're both whole. Or, you know, so then if they're both whole, then we go to Chaviv. Right? What if you don't prefer one over the other? Seven species would be grapes. Okay? So that's how it works with that. Now, before we do the quiz, let's give you some practice before we come to the quiz. Alright? So, you might want to think about it, write a note or two, and then this will be like pre-quiz. Okay? Okay, well, let's go to some examples. Okay, so, this is like try to be a computer now. Exactly, computer, right? Okay, you're faced with a variety of foods. What's the first question you have to ask? There's five different foods in front of you. So what's question number one you're going to ask? First of all, you better know the brachas on the foods. If you don't know the brachas on the foods, then you're lost. Because this only helps if we're determining, you know, if you don't know the brachas on the foods. So the first question you're going to ask is, do these foods have a same bracha or a different bracha? Because it's different rules. We already went through the rules of a same bracha, where there's four criteria. But if it's a different bracha, we have different criterias. So that's the first question you got to ask. There's five foods in front of me. Do they all have the same bracha? Then I go with one set of criteria. If they're separate brachas, then I have a separate set of criteria. And if we're going to have some that are the same and some are different, then you can go crazy. Then you'd have to go, you know, within one category and then coming into the next category. You understand what I'm saying? You know, if you have, let's say, five foods and there are five different brachas, four different brachas, but two foods have the same bracha. Then you have to look at them as the five, and then when I go there, then when I come to the one with the two of the one bracha, now I got to go to the other categories for the two of the one bracha. You follow? But generally speaking, the first question, are they the same bracha, or are they different brachas?
Wouldn't the first question be what order you want to eat the food?
Let's assume that that's not an issue. That's a fair point. So let's reframe this. The first question is, do you have a specific order you want to eat it or not? So if you do, then this whole question is a moot point. So the only issue is, if you don't really care about the order, then this becomes an issue to think about. So are they the same bracha, or are they different brachas? Okay. If they are the same brachas, what's the first question you're going to ask? Seven species. Right? What if they both are? What if they both are? Then we go with the order of the seven species. Right? Right. What if the seven species is not a factor? Then what you might want to at this point slip in is one Maisa Keder and one Pasabah Bekisnin. Because that could clinch it right there. That's if they're cakes and mazones like that. But if that's not an issue, and seven species not an issue, what becomes the next question? Which one is whole? Right? What if that's not an issue? Either they're both whole, they're both not whole. Next question is, Chaviv, which one do you prefer? And if that's not an issue, then which one is larger? That's if the foods are the same. What if the foods are different? Then what's the first question? Where do we fit in the order of priority? Hamotzi, Mizona, Sagafen, Eitz, Adoma, or Shahakel? and just fit through that order, right? What if those fruits are eitz and adama only? When you're dealing with those, then what do? We look at the four thresholds of whole, favorite, seven species, borate grades. It would be a really good thing to just keep this chart right on your fridge and have a little pocket one in your wallet. You know, because if you're going to remember all this, like, good night. You know, you're incredibly smart.
But what did you remember?
So you gotta keep the you know, usually over time people have similar eating patterns and you usually kind of eat the same foods and you start to remember. But until you remember, really this, I mean, even, you know, you've been from all your life, you gotta, sometimes you just can't remember every single rule. So you got this nice little chart, put it right on the fridge, and this one really takes care of it real nicely. It's a really handy dandy chart. And you can, you know, make a small one, put it in your wallet, whatever. Put it in your Palm Pilot. You know, you can download this. You got these little things. Oh, the bracha, click it on, and right. But that's what you have to do. And that's, you'll, as you become more familiar with more laws, there's going to be more than one chart in your life.
We're learning this for weeks and weeks, right? Well, I mean, it's not just this one chart.
That's what the Gemara says. If you want to be considered a pious person, you have to learn the laws of brachas. Like, you know, it's like all laws, and that's why you're supposed to keep rabbis busy, you know, with asking questions. I mean, that's why you have to have a rabbi, because you know what? You're not going to remember every law. You're going to misplace this piece of paper, right? You're going to, so, but you're better off, like, don't email me during lunchtime, because I may not be right at the computer that minute to answer your question, right? So, Sam sends me the night before. He sends me, I'm planning on eating this tomorrow. Okay, so that's a, you know, it's a smart thing. All right. So now, yes?
At Kiddush, you're walking around and you have a little of this and then you walk over and have a little of that. So that falls under the category of what order you want to eat it. Because what if two or three things are hamotzi? You know, one is shalem,
well,
not hamotzi.
Again, you really should. Okay, that's really interesting. So it's really not so simple. What you really need to do it properly is purview the entire. Take a look at what's out there, right? No, because really, I don't think when you're at a kiddush you have any order of what you're going to be eating. Is there? So now let's think. Who is the wise man who sees everything in advance, right? So you know there's a big kiddush, and you know you're making brachas. You know so you got to think, like, man, there could be four or five brachas over here, right? So you got to really take a look and say, you know what, I've got to take four food. I got to see what's there, and I have to make a strategy. It's like, you know, a cow just grazes. A human being doesn't just graze. You have to really think it through and say, no, well, I'm just not going to, you know, pop them his own. Now, in the next set of classes, there's going to be some information that will impact on this, as we'll see maybe today still. But you're right. You just can't go over and say, oh, I think I'm going to make a bracha on this. If you do, there's other halachas you have to be aware of that I haven't gotten to yet. So maybe when I finish the next two mini lessons, then your question, you'll be in a better position to answer that question. Right now, there's more information you don't have. But you're right, you can no longer look at a kiddush innocently, you know, and just say, well, I guess I'll make them, you know. Now, sometimes it depends what you grab, what you can get to. But the best thing is, I see some people, they take what they want, and they put it on the plate, and then they sit down, and then this is what I have, and now I'll discuss my brachas. You know, that's reasonable. You got a nice little plate, and I'll put some fruits over here, and a piece of cake over here, and some pretzels over here, and some cholent over here. Wait till we get to cholent, right? And those things, right? Cholent, we have to wait for about 3 weeks. We'll get to cholent, right? So, but then you have it on a plate, but if you're really just, you know, meandering, grazing from table to table to table, you are, you know, you better be pretty smart in what you're doing and well thought out in what you're doing. Now, it could be, well, my attitude is, what I want to eat first is the things to get my hand on first. So then maybe this rule wouldn't apply. But there could be other problems because, you know, what if I make a mezonos on one thing and then maybe there's another mezonos somewhere else? So we got to learn a few more classes to be able to expertly deal with a kiddush. So you can see right away how many averas are going on every Shabbos and shul. Like, without question, and I don't know how to deal with it. It's a big problem. It's real. I don't have an answer to it. Okay, let's give a couple more scenarios before we come to the quiz. Okay, so let's give some practical cases. You might want to take a little notes, like just on a scrap paper, just write down the food to analyze it over here. Okay, you have half a large challah and a small bagel. Okay, all right.
Full bagel.
Usually, that you bought in the store. Okay, whatever, right? So let's analyze it together. What's the brach on the large challah?
Hamotzi.
What's the brach on a small bagel? Hamotzi. They got the same bracha. So what's the first factor we got to look at? No, first factor?
Seven species.
So we're going to say, are they both wheat challahs, or are they going to be, are they going to be barley, right? Wheat or whatever, right? They're made from wheat, right? So we got to figure, well, it's seven species. Okay, they're both made from wheat. Make it simple, right? So what's the next factor? Shalem. So now, what is shalem here? The bagel. Even though there's a hole in it, the hole does not take it away from being whole. That's a pun. Paul, you're there? You got it, Paul? You're going to hear this on the tape? So even though there's a hole, it's still whole. Okay? So therefore, you'd make a bracha on the bagel. Okay?
Would spelt fall under wheat?
Oh, yeah, I had to look that up. You didn't remind me, probably, right? Right? Well, I don't, you know, that's a good question because it's not really the seven species. I have to look it up. Because there are some that go of the five grains. There's Eretz Chita Sora. You've got the wheat and barley, and then of the other three, they're under different ones. I have to look it up. I can't remember all that. It's too much.
Because it's more commonplace now.
Yeah. What?
It seems to be more commonplace.
It's more commonplace. Okay. Then we have to. I really have to look that up because a lot of the women make a white challah, which is made out of good old fashioned wheat, and then they make a spelt challah. So is the spelt in the category of wheat, or is it out? Or maybe not at all. Maybe forget it. It's you know, I would say, you know, my first blush answer is it's not one of the seven species. So wheat and barley is number one, and spelt is not seven species. So finish. That's my first cut, but I have to further look into that. Yeah.
So then there becomes a problem if you have Friday night kiddush and you have a spelt challah and you have a bar challah. So are you supposed to say the bracha on the
bracha? Like I said, I better check this out. No, it's a good question. It could be the bar challah. There's also other like Kabbalistic things. You should make a bracha on a white challah as opposed to brown challah Kabbalistically. But so it could be maybe on the wheat challah, or just don't put it on the table. You plan on eating both or one? If you're only going to eat, remember, if I only want to eat the spelt, you eat make the bracha on the spelt.
Okay, so
you need the whole two.
You need two challahs on the.
Okay, but which one do I want to eat? Remember the rule. Which one? So then, forget it. Remember the factor of order is only if I plan on eating both one after the other. But if I'm only going to eat the spelt, I'm not interested in the wheat challah. Remember we had that rule. If I'm only using it to be the lechem mishnah, but I don't want to eat the store bar challah, right?
Oh.
Right. So what I want to eat the spelt, so that's what you're going to eat. So you're going to make the bracha on that. Really, you're holding both anyway, but then you're going to cut the spelt, regardless of whatever rules are, because that's the one you want to eat.
I think what Anita was perhaps asking is there a preference for store-bought versus...
No, that doesn't matter. Just because something tastes better is, you know, okay, favorite, it's way down on the list. That's we have supposed to look at shalem, seven species, so, right? So that would become the food. Which one do you like better? Assuming that seven
obviously
species isn't an issue over here. So then obviously you're just making a bracha. You only want to eat the spelt one in your case. So just eat the spelt one and that's it. Okay, let's look at another one. You want to have a light meal consisting of coffee, croissant, and a baked apple for dessert. Okay? You have breakfast. Let's say breakfast, right? Coffee, croissant, and a baked apple for dessert. Okay, in which order you say the brachas? So first of all, what are the brachas? Coffee is? Croissant is? Mizonos. Let's assume. Okay, we're not getting into the question of how big the croissant is. It's a huge croissant. You have to make a mozi. We're not going to go there. I'm going to say it's a mizonos, and the baked apple is eight. Okay? Okay. So now, what comes first between these three? What's the order? Mizonos is going to go first, right? Then what? Well, just in without worrying about the order right now, then it would be eight, be shahako, without looking at the order, right? So what are you going to do first? First, obviously, is what? First bracha is mizonos on the croissant, because that's the first thing you want to eat, right? Here, now the question is, what's next?
What if they give you your coffee too?
Yeah, okay, that's a different. I'm not saying that. Okay, I hear. We're going to deal with that in a second. Ask that afterwards. It's right in front of you now, right?
Everything's
in front of you, right? And the baked apple for dessert. All right. So you're going to make a mizonos on the croissant. Then what are you going to do? Shahakal on the coffee. And then eights on the apple. But wait a minute, doesn't eights come before shahako?
No,
but I want to eat it for dessert. So therefore, even though eights would, if you ate it together, would come before shahako, but I want it for dessert. So therefore it gets pushed to the end and eights goes at the end. Now, let's say you're at a restaurant and you come in and the first thing they do is they serve you a coffee. And you know it's going to be 20 minutes or whatever till they're going to really serve you any real food. Right? So, you could say you make a shahako, because that's the way, I guess it's customary when you're in a restaurant that you drink first. Or let's say they're going to give you a glass of water, and you're going to drink some water first. You make a shahako on that. Now, on the other hand, you might want to think and say, well, yeah, but they do, if I wanted to, I could make a mozi.
Yeah.
So what might be preferable, if you say, could you give me a piece of bread, please? Because I'd like to make a mozi on a piece of bread. And then, you know, as we'll learn other rules, then I won't have to make a bracha on the water. So it depends on like what your eating preference is. I can't give you a hard and fast answer. If you say, no, I'm happy to have a coffee right now, and I'm going to schmooze for a while, and then 15 minutes from now, because that's why I like to eat. Maybe some people like to have a coffee first, and then 15 minutes later, then you're going to bring out the bread, and that's the way I like to eat. But if really, no, I would like to eat the bread first, and I really would like to start my meal, but they, you know, I got to wait 20 minutes. So then you might want to ask for a piece of bread first. But definitely you could make a shakal on that coffee first. Okay, yeah?
The baked apple, it's no longer whole.
That's,
you cut off the top.
So that, who cares? The whole isn't the issue here.
It's still a height.
Still a issue. What other bracha are you going to make on an apple?
Lower,
why not? It's still an apple. We haven't taken it to a point where you can't recognize it. We haven't crushed it into apple juice. It's still an apple. It doesn't have to be whole to keep its bracha. It keeps its bracha anyway. Okay, one more example, then we'll come to the quiz. All right, how's your head? It's okay?
Yeah.
You're okay?
How's the tape recording?
Okay. Okay. You have a fruit salad containing cut up pieces of apples, oranges, grapes, and your favorite, bananas. Okay? In what order are you going to say the brachas, and on which foods? So, first of all, what brachas do we have over here? Eights and adama. So now we got eights and adamas. Okay? So now, what's the first factor? Whole and not whole. Right? But what did we say already? They're all cut up, so out. That's out. What's next?
Favorite.
What did we say is the favorite?
Bananas.
So you're going to make an adama on the bananas. Okay? So I've made a borei per adama on the bananas, and that takes care of the bananas. Okay? Now, I got to make another bracha. Borei per eitz. And what do I got there? Apples, oranges, and grapes. Now we're going to the other chart and the other rule. We have same bracha. First rule is?
Seven
species. You got any seven species there? A grape is a seven species. So you make a bracha on the grape, and then the rest eat to your heart's content. Okay, isn't this fun? Okay, now, yeah.
I have a query here. In most fruit salads that I see, the grapes are whole. They don't cut
Fine. So therefore, so what's the issue? It is a seven species.
That's right.
So it's going to be first anyway. If you don't have anything else, that's...
No, going back to the first, before the banana, before the banana.
All right. But our case was cut up. But okay, now you want to make a new case. That's fine. Make a new case. So let's say you have a whole grape. Okay, if the grape is whole and everything else is cut up, so now let's go back, and what will take priority?
The grape.
The H will then take, so that would be a difference. But we said it was cut up grape, so that was the case. All right, let's go over,
If I have a banana first and I want to eat grapes later, is there a time limit that I have to wait?
I don't understand.
I want to eat a banana and then grapes as my fruit.
It's not the same process.
So can I have the banana first?
I mean, you want to eat the banana first?
Yeah.
Well, of course. Remember, if you want to eat something first, I want to eat the banana first. I don't want to eat it together with this. This was a fruit salad, but let's say it's not a fruit salad. I like eating bananas first. Fine. So remember, that rule takes precedence over every other rule. All right, now let's remember what the Michalowitzes ate for dinner tonight. Because when I saw it, it just hit me. Okay, so I got to write it down myself. It's hard to remember. And I did this with the kids, but, you know, short-term memory, it's terrible. So there was a great vegetable soup. But forget about the vegetable soup. Let's go with the main plate that we're giving everybody. Okay, we had baked beans. Okay, we had baked beans. We had, my memory's so bad, I can't remember. We had cut up pieces of broccoli that were bodek, so they were kosher. Yeah, the frozen, right, was cut up little bits of broccoli. We had pieces of cut up chicken. What was the fourth thing? Let's see, the chicken.
The dessert that you couldn't have?
No. Man, this is really bad. I just had supper. No. I even warmed it up. I put it in the oven and I warmed. We had the beans. And potatoes! Okay, that was, and it was a nice little plate. And to really confuse a little more, there was also a soup. It was a soup. And I wouldn't tell you what was in the soup, but it was, we'll call it a bean soup. Bean and the other thing, it was an adoma soup. So we'll just tell you that that soup was first, so that was already out of the game. That's first, but we'll see now. But let's just play with the plate over here. Baked beans, broccoli, chicken, and potatoes. Okay, so now, everything was cut up. Okay, so now that gives me something to think about. Is a baked bean, now you start really looking at your food. And now, a baked bean, are those, you know those, the Heinz beans? Is that a whole bean?
It depends. Some of them may be whole, some of them may be cracked and open.
In general, the whole.
I mean, I'm trying to that bean, what happened before it was baked? Where did it come from? Where did these beans come from?
Just expand and get bigger.
But where is it from? From a tree? From the ground?
Right,
from a ground. It's in a pod. You're cracking open the pod. No, it was baked beans. I don't know what kind of beans they are. You know, Heinz beans. From the can.
Those beans don't come from a pot. They're not like peas.
So, I don't even know. I don't even know what I'm eating.
The stem on it, the stem breaks.
I don't know. For me, I can't believe it's whole. Is it a whole? You know, but I see all these beans there. Now some of them are a little bit, you know, then there's little soft, cover over it, you know, the little thin layer that sometimes comes off of that. So, I don't know, I can't see it as being whole. Yeah. So I can't consider them as whole. So let's assume they're not whole. Okay? And if you want to do research and find otherwise, please let me know. Okay? So now that we've done that, so now, okay, what's the brach on baked beans?
Adama.
What's the brach on broccoli?
Adama.
Chicken. And potatoes.
Adama.
Adama. Okay.
Would it be covered by the soup?
So let's do with and without the soup. With and without the soup. Some of the kids had it without the soup, and some of the adults had it with the soup. And then again, I can really make you crazy here. Like, really, because, for example, I had the soup, the broccoli, and the chicken, and that was it. Because I'm on a diet. I ain't eating starches. Moishi had the baked beans, the broccoli, the chicken, and the potatoes. Right? And no soup. Menachem had the baked beans. You know, and the potatoes. Racheli and my wife had all five. Right? So do you understand what's going on now? If each was eating different things, each one will potentially. So that's okay. So now what's the rule here? What's gotta be first? Bracha. The Adama, right? The Adama is come before the Shagol. Let's forget about the soup right now. Let's make it simple, without the soup. So we gotta do Adama first, cause that's before Shaakal. Okay, now in Adama world, what's the first tiebreaker? No? First tiebreaker within, I'm sorry, you're right, within the same bracha, seven species. I'm sorry, you're correct. Seven, is there any seven species there? No, what's next? Shalem. I don't think it's Shalem. I don't think those beans are shalem. I'm not accepting that. They weren't.
Oh, they're
they were cut up. They were cut up.
Oh.
They were cut up.
Well, but let's say they're whole and they're peeled. Does that mean they're
not? Okay, I don't know if that's going to be shalem either. They're not shalem either. Anything that's peeled really is not shalem. So you get hard pressed to find shalem adomas. I don't know. Maybe they're right.
There are. You can get these tiny little.
I don't know. So go work it out, man. Okay?
I got a problem here because we go back, we were talking about bananas, but the bananas got peeled. They weren't whole either.
Yeah, that's right, and that's a good thing to say. They're not whole.
That's right.
They're not whole. That's right. So, you know,
no other way to eat them.
It doesn't matter. If you peel it, an apple is whole. An apple is whole. An apple is 100% whole. Some things are whole. Not everything is whole. Pears are whole. I don't think it'll be whole because you're not going to have the peel. Unless you eat the peel. If you take a whole orange and eat the whole thing, then I would say it's whole. Right? So anyway, so now what bracha do you make on this food? So the answer is going to be what? So you know what? Four people in the family will, or three people in the family will make, could very well begin, make the bracha on three different foods. So you have to ask Moishi, what do you like better? Do you like better potatoes, broccoli, or baked beans? Right? I would assume a kid like him, I know him, he likes potatoes better. So he'd have to make an adam on the potatoes. Right? While my wife, on the other hand, she had the broccoli and whatever. So she would say the broccoli is her favorite. So you understand, everybody at the table could theoretically be making a bracha. They'll all make a bracha adama first, but could make an adama on three different fruits because it's all depending on the taste that we have.
Yeah.
That's a good table conversation. Which one are you going to make the bracha on? Okay, now, how about now you're having that soup? Now, I'm not really going to get into the details of the soup because how to make, determine the bracha on that, we haven't learned yet. But that would make it even more interesting. But we've determined it's an adama soup. So those who had the soup, and that's the beginning of the meal for them, that, then what happens? It becomes easier. You just make the adama on the soup, and you don't have to worry about the next three. They've all been covered by that. Follow? Follow? Yeah?
If the soup is all pureed.
If it's totally pureed, then what's the bracha, Sam?
Shakel.
But if that's what you want to have first, still would make a shakel on it.
And then you have to put
it down on the other one. And you don't make a shakel on the chicken. Okay, isn't that fun? Okay, so that was my dinner excitement for tonight. So it's like I just finished reviewing the class. You know, I just finished reviewing the class, and I said, oh, we're going to put all this stuff in front of us, and they're looking at me, what are you doing to me? But, you know, but that really is what you should do at every meal, and you have to talk and think, and that's why you have the chart, and you figure out the chart, and it makes the eating a lot more spiritual. You know, can you imagine how many people are not doing things the right way at all. Now, we didn't have any eights over here, or it would have really been an exciting halacha. Right? No, yeah?
Is there a priority of who she had to have brought the first?
Who?
Yeah. Did you have the whole family?
Well, no one's being motzi anybody. I mean, I guess maybe you let the parents should make bracha first. I mean, just out of etiquette, you know, and the kids last. But usually what happens is the kids get the food first, so they're making the brachas first. Usually the parents, in my house at least, the parents are eating last. You give the kids first. And okay, now ready for the quiz? Okay. I think it's important. It was a good review. I think we have to do this review. It's like... Right? Okay, let's just make sure I got all my notes in order here. Okay? Okay, this is quiz number 15. Okay? Short answer. You got it? 15? You are faced with a variety of foods and want to determine which food to say a bracha on first. Okay, what is the first question you should ask, notwithstanding our new understanding? But what might you think is the first question?
What are you eating first?
Okay, what are you eating first will be the first question. What's going to be the second question? Are they the same brachas or are they different brachas? Okay, so those are like the first two questions. Okay? Okay, here we go, guys. If, number two. If you have a bunch of fruits, okay, let's get them clearly. Large, whole apple. Half a raisin. A small, whole date. Okay? You say the bracha on A, B, C, or D.
A.
So quickly came that answer. Why is that answer the first answer? Because what do we have here? What's the bracha on all of these? Eights. What's the first thing of eight in the eights world? Seven species. Oh, how many seven species do I have over here? I got a raisin and I got a date. Which one is, and what's a date really? What's a raisin really? A grape. So I got dates versus grapes. Which one comes first? Date comes before grape. And therefore, we make the one on the date. Okay, good. That was pretty easy. Okay, next. Number three, you're about to eat a fruit platter of sliced apples, whole peaches, and your favorite, sliced kiwi. Okay, on which fruit should you say the bracha? I heard B, I heard C,
B,
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 B, B. You're the lone C man. Okay, well, let's see now, right? What is the first tiebreaker? Seven species. Any seven species here? No, what's the second tiebreaker?
Shalem.
Do we have anything that's shalem?
Peaches and kiwi.
No.
You don't say that the kiwi
wait.
Is...
It says sliced kiwi. Oh, no?
Say
mine
does.
Oh.
Yeah, you have
okay, so you know what? I...
Yeah, you can't eat a kiwi with the...
But you can't eat a whole kiwi.
I don't eat it at all anyway.
Right, okay, you know what? Okay, the assumption of the question was that the kiwi isn't whole, because when you're eating a kiwi, it's at least cut in half. You're not going to... And you can't... Here's the point. Let's ask the question. Can I take a whole kiwi in my hand, make a bracha on it, and then eat it?
No.
Why not? So I'll cut it in half and then I'll eat it after I make the bracha. Can I do that? Watch. Here is a whole kiwi. Guess what, Sam?
It's stuck.
Okay, it was only a review class anyway. We didn't do anything new. It was all for everything last week. I know, but I'm saying at least all the information was on the last class. It's not like I ain't saying this all at home for an hour on my own. That's for sure not. Right? So let's say you have a whole, you will say, you know what? I want to make a bracha on the kiwi because the kiwi's whole. and I'm going to take a whole kiwi in my hand. I'm going to make a bar eitz on the kiwi. And then right after I make the bracha, I'm going to cut the kiwi in half and then eat it. What's wrong with that? You're delaying between the bracha and the eating, and that you can't do. You can't, you should not initially make a bracha on something knowing that you're not going to eat it immediately. That's a no-no.
I thought there was
okay.
About a few seconds for
that. Well, this is, but that's an unnecessary break. It's not like a whole challah where you cut the challah and that's how you eat it, you know, and then you make another cut and you go to it. A kiwi, I don't know if you should, you know, make a bracha and then cut the kiwi right. in half and then you may have to peel the kiwi. I mean, this is not a small issue over here. I mean, most people like peel the kiwi, no? Do you eat it with, I'm trying to remember. No, you just put your mouth right in the, you cut it in half and go right, no, you don't do that. You don't do that. You have to, whatever you do to get the thing up. So therefore, generally speaking, the kiwi is not considered the whole. Okay? So you're, theoretically, you might be correct, and then you wanted to say, well, and the kiwi is the favorite, make the bracha of the kiwi, right? So therefore, I think I made a correction on my sheet, but not in yours. So you have to look at it as a sliced kiwi, or not a whole kiwi. So the bracha is on the peach, because it's a whole. Okay, number four. Okay, four we can really, well, just quickly. You have many different foods in front of you from all six types of brachas. What is the order of precedence for saying the brachas? So what's the order? Hamotzi, Mazonos, Hagefen, Ha'etz, and Hadoma slash, Eitz Hadoma slash, and what? Shahakum. Okay, moving on. Question five. When you have foods of both Ha'etz and Hadoma, the priority is A, B, C, or D?
B,
because we go Shalem, Chaviv, seven species, and Ha'etz. Okay, you plan, okay, be careful here. You plan to eat a snack of lasagna along with oatmeal cookies. I said, what do you mean? Everybody does this. I bet you one of you is going to do that when you come home tonight. 10 o'clock, you're going to come home, and what's left in the house? Some leftover lasagna and some oatmeal cookies. All right? What would you say the bracha on and why? All right, so what's the questions we got to ask over here? What's the bracha on both of them, first of all?
Mizonos,
okay? So we're going to look at the rules over here. Okay, lasagna is made out of what?
Wheat.
It's one of the seven species. What about oatmeal? Oats is not one of the seven species. It's not one of the seven species. It's not barley, right? So now, you're going to say mizonos on the lasagna. Hey, but the cookies are pasabo bekisnim. Too bad. It only bumps you up second tier, not first tier. Okay? Right? If the cookies were good old-fashioned fattening, super fattening chocolate chip cookies, then what would you make the bracha on first? The chocolate chip cookies, because that's probably made out of wheat. Right? Well, how are you enjoying yourself?
Or are you like totally lost? Because we've been working on this for an hour. Like this is okay. Good.
Okay, you know. Okay, now he's being clever. Oatmeal cookies. What's the percentage of wheat? Maybe there's some wheat. A pure oatmeal cookie. Okay, but I appreciate your question because like it might not be a pure oatmeal cookie. An oatmeal cookie. What if it has wheat and it has oats in it? You know, so that, well, it's going to be Mizonos, but then again, maybe that would be enough. What if it's 50% oat and 50% wheat? Then, you know, then the wheat would bring it up and they would make the bracha on that. Okay, two more questions. Yes, ma'am.
You have stoked lasagna and it says on the
It's not one of the seven, yeah, and it says on it has...
May contain some wheat.
Well, some wheat, that's not going to count.
So the oatmeal...
And it may not. So you don't...
The oatmeal cookie would win out.
And spelt isn't one of the seven grains. Right. It's not one of the seven species. Okay, number seven. What's going to happen tomorrow? No one's going to eat tomorrow. Well, I'm going to get 12 emails, which is great. Seven, short answer. You want to eat... Now listen carefully. This is a trick question. Well, not trick, but you have to remember something from way back another class. You want to eat a cooked date, an apple, which you like the best, and grapes, which you like second best. In which order do you say the brachas, and on which food is the bracha made? So the first question is, what are the brachas in all these three? So the apple is, grapes is, the cooked date. You sound so disappointed, Sandy. Oh, Shahakal. Shahakal is right! Why is she right? She doesn't even know why she's right. She knows why she's right. Why are you right? That's not the way people eat dates. When was the last time you ate a cooked date? You ask 99.9% of red-blooded Canadians, how do you eat a date? You eat a date, a raw date. You don't cook a date and eat a cooked date, maybe if you're in a nursing home. But otherwise, you know, you're not doing that. So the date goes down to shahakal. Because the normal way to eat a date is raw, yeah? Do you agree with that? Do you agree with what we just said?
Didn't you say that bracha is downgraded once, so shouldn't go from
that? No, it goes to shahakal. It goes to shahakal. This is not the way to be eaten. So it becomes a shahakal.
What was that? Didn't you say?
Yeah, I know. Let's not go there right now. Okay, let's just leave that for now. Okay. All right, so it's shahakal. The only normal way it's eaten is raw. There's other things. It's unripe, other things. We're going down when it's unripe, not the way to eat it. What you're thinking about is unripe. It's when it goes down one. But if it's not the way, it goes down to shahakal. Okay? So it's a shahakal, you're last. Right? So that's out of the game. It's last. You're going to make a shahakal last. But if I got the grape and the apple, and therefore,
grape
because it's seven species. And the last question. I'm going to end right on time tonight, I hope. You have a platter of apple slices, cherry tomatoes, which can be popped into the mouth on the go. That's an important clue. Honeydew melon and oranges. What is the criteria to decide on which to say a bracha and in what order? First of all, what are the brachas here? Apple is?
Eight.
Tomatoes is? Melon, honeydew melon, adama, oranges is eights, gewalt. So now what do I got here? I got eights and adama, right? So what's going to be the rule? First we're looking for whole. Okay, so what do we got here? The apple is sliced. The melon and orange both need to be peeled, right? So what I got left? Those cherry tomatoes which you can pop in your mouth. So what does that mean? They're whole. So you're going to make an adama first on the cherry tomato.
Yep.
And you'll have in mind the melon. Yes. Okay, next is going to be the eights. What do I got in the eights over there? I got apple slice and orange. What are you going to do with that? Are they seven species? No. Are they shalem? No. So what is it going to be? Which one do you like better? That's when you make the bracha on. Have a wonderful night.